How are you valuing the effort you're doing internally that no one sees versus the effort and energy you're charging into the universe? Are you dimming your light by not showing up fully to both? And are you expecting certain results without putting in that outward ROI? Hi, friends, and welcome to Do the Damn Thing. I'm your host, Lauren LaRue. I'm an entrepreneur who started with a small blog, and now I am the CEO of the LaRue brand, a lifestyle business and branding studio for women entrepreneurs building intentional lives and intentional businesses. But don't fret, this podcast is for everybody. I created this podcast with the intent to offer people a safe space to land and learn about the journey we're all on together. It's not just about being happy. It's about healing, getting to know yourself, and living intentionally, which is why this podcast is the right place for all of you beautiful souls showing up ready to change your life. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Do the Damn Thing podcast. I am so excited to record today's episode. I was walking to Pilates this morning. I've recently changed my morning routine and integrated Pilates into my workout regimen, which has been so fabulous. And I was walking to Pilates and I was listening to this morning meditation that I listen to a lot. It's just one that I always feel called to listen to. And I had a thought trigger in my mind about an amazing podcast episode and how relevant it is to my life. And I know so many people that this is going to hit home with. So I'm really excited. I'm just going to dive right into today's topic, because what we're talking about today is inward effort versus outward effort. And I'm so pumped to dive into this, because I think it's going to be one of those podcasts, I say this all the time, where this is just going to be such a productive conversation for myself alone that I know I'm going to end up reaching some exciting conclusions by the end of this conversation. And I'm hoping that, of course, you are reaching the same conclusions at the end, because this is a topic I think that is very, very deep, in the sense of like there are so many layers to this that we can unpack. And that's what I'm hoping that we're going to do today. So, inward effort versus outward effort. The thing I think we need to start with is defining what these mean into this conversation. So what I'm talking about when I say inward effort are the actions that you take internally that people don't see. So this conversation, I think, is particularly relevant to entrepreneurs. We know as entrepreneurs, if you are one, or however you can correlate this into your own life, for example, something as simple as writing a paper in college or in high school or whatever, we do so much work on the back end to prepare for anything, for a launch, for a submission of some sort. Maybe you're submitting a resume, maybe you're submitting a paper, whatever. We do so much work on the back end, on the inward, right? So if you're an entrepreneur and you're preparing for a launch, let's say you're launching a course and you spend, let's just say, 100 hours total on this course. You build it out, you outline it, you create graphics for it, you build out the actual course, you do recordings for it, you do all of this amazing work, culminating in hundreds of hours, and then you launch the course. All of that leading up to that launch has been inward effort. You could launch that course and never say a word about it, and no one would know the amount of effort or the amount of time and energy you've put into this, right? Because you have to share it. You have to let people know, hey, I launched this course. You should go buy it. Here's what it's about. That is the outward effort. So how much effort, how much energy are you expending into the outward effort of whatever it is you're working on? So now you've done all the inward work, and now it's time to show people the work that you've created. For something like a paper, the outward effort is as simple as submitting it, right? It just needs to go through. It just, same with the resume. The outward effort is all very, the easy process, because all you're doing is submitting it. And then the paper, the resume, the application, whatever it is in the hands of someone else. But when it comes to something like entrepreneurship, where you're launching something or you're sharing something new, is as equally valuable, if not more valuable, than the inward effort. Because you can also do kind of the opposite of what I'm about to talk about, which is put in so much outward effort, but if you didn't put in enough inward effort, like if the course is really bad or if something's just not great about it, people are going to buy it and then be really disappointed. And, you know, the results are still not what you're going to want. So when it comes to something like outward effort in terms of looking for an ROI, how much effort are you putting in, and is it equal to the inward effort that you're putting in? How are you valuing the effort you're doing internally that no one sees versus the effort and energy you're charging into the universe? Are you dimming your light by not showing up fully to both, and are you expecting certain results without putting in that outward ROI? So an example of this in my personal life has been the community and recently launching this community. I have definitely been noticing the difference in man hours that this is requiring. And even still, how much of those man hours are being dedicated to the inward effort versus how much are being dedicated to the outward effort. So obviously, leading up to the community, almost everything was inward. I didn't even announce the community until we were about like a month or two out from actually launching. I had been working on it for at least 4, if not 5 months before that. And I hadn't shared that with anyone externally, right? Obviously, like my group of friends knew and my parents knew and all these people knew that are close to me personally. But beyond that, I hadn't shared anything. So I was spending hundreds of hours building out something that wasn't yet going to have any sort of ROI because no one knew about it. Then we get to, let's say, 2 months out, and I start talking about it. I start, quote, like advertising or marketing it. I start saying, like, we're launching this community. This is what it's going to be about. Here's all the effort I've already put into it, essentially showing people the graphics, the copy, what it's going to look like, what the programming is going to be like, what the tiers are looking like, and starting to show people that inward effort that I've already put in, right? And then we get to a launch day where now you're making a dramatic shift in where your efforts are being pursued. Now the shift should always be there's less inward effort and more outward effort. I would argue that to get the results that you're trying to yield, it should be 30-70. It should be around the average of 30% is inward effort of, like, obviously I need to maintain the community. I need to interact. I need to create programming for the next month. I need to market it. I need to reach out to potential brand partners, all of that. But then the external value needs to be, how am I showing up on social media? How am I marketing it in my newsletters? How am I marketing it to brand partners? That's honestly more external than internal, right? Because I'm sharing it with other people. How am I marketing it to micro influencers, asking them to share the community with their own community? So it's really interesting, the shift we have to make once something launches, from how much are you putting in internally versus how much are you expending externally. And I think the point I want to get to this is really about a mindset shift that we need to make. And what I've realized lately, something that has been very profound that has come up for me around the community and my pursuit in growing it, has been this fear of being seen. And this is going to get very vulnerable and very personal, but I know that this is very relevant to my journey and I don't want to deny it. So something that I've been facing more recently is that a massive, again, very profound revelation that I recently had was, why was I having so much anxiety about the community? Let me just say, as of right now, like, I feel like I very much have passed that anxiety phase. It was this anxious feeling of, this is like the next phase of my business. It's launched. It's actually out there. Like, it's very tangible now. And that just was very anxiety inducing. It made me feel super panicky because this was it. Like, I was taking those next steps and people knew about it. So in all of that anxiety, I just kept questioning why. Why is this coming up? Because generally, I am very confident in the work that I do. I have put, again, internally, I have put hundreds and hundreds of man hours into creating this community, launching the new website, creating new services, like entirely rebranding my entire business and re-outlining the face of my business, because now we've shifted and it's not just about the creative studio now. Now the creative studio is essentially within the community. And it just felt really scary because over the last year, I had gotten to a place where I was very, very confident in my business. My book was being filled. I was signing clients left and right. My referral program was so, so strong and still is. And so I kept wondering, like, where is this shift in confidence coming from? Why am I facing so much anxiety? And I was at dinner one night with two of my best girlfriends, Kristen and Jess. These are two women that I value so, so deeply and whose opinions mean so much to me. I know I can go to them with anything and ask them, hey, I need your advice. And not only will they be very straightforward, but they will also be as honest as possible because they know they see that potential in me. So anyways, I'm talking to them about the community. I'm sharing with them how much recent anxiety I've been facing and just like really wondering why it's happening and questioning it. And of course, deep down, I know like, okay, this is a fear of success. This is a fear of being seen. This is a fear of X, Y, and Z. And the fear of being seen was feeling really, I don't know the right way to describe it. It was feeling very off kilter in my body. Like it kept coming up in the term of, you know, I'm working with a coach. I'm talking to my friends about it. And the term fear of being seen kept coming up, but something about that wasn't sitting right with me. Like it felt right, but not 100%. So very profound revelation number one is that after that dinner, I was getting on the train. I was waiting for my train to come. I'm standing there with my headphones in, listening to soft music. So, you know, my own thoughts were kind of louder. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why am I facing this anxiety? And I told myself, or I asked myself, Lauren, do you believe in this community? And I felt such a visceral reaction to knowing, yes, there is no doubt in my mind how successful this community could be, how much inherent and true value there is to this community. Not only do we have programming, not only is it for networking, but we have brand partners, we have other voices contributing to these conversations, we have roundtables, we have literally everything you could need to be successful and to grow your own successful network, community, wellness, intentional life, etc. Like it is just, I cannot express to you how much I believe in this and how much I know that this community is absolutely groundbreaking and revolutionary. Like that is 1000% fully what I believe. So I told myself that and I'm realizing that and I'm thinking like, okay, well then what the hell is going on? Like, why am I facing so much anxiety around growth? And why am I facing so much anxiety around putting it out there? Because I believe in it so fully. And something happened in that moment where my mind just flipped. I cannot explain to you the like wave of revelation that came over my body. I was standing there and I'm staring, like I'm facing the train or facing where the train will come. And I'm facing the wall behind like, you know, the other side of the train. I remember exactly how I'm standing. I'm standing there with my arms crossed. Like I can't get this out fast enough. Standing with my arms crossed thinking, why? And all of a sudden I stood up straighter and I'm looking at the wall with like some dumbfounded face of holy shit, I know what the problem is. And I realized it's not my belief in the community. It's my belief in myself that was feeling so down. I was feeling like I wasn't confident in myself. And I had this question of, okay, am I the right person to do this? Am I the right person to lead this community? And that brought on, I don't even know how to describe it, like, again, a visceral reaction, a wave of emotions. I feel like if you were an outsider looking at me, you would have just seen me go pale and blank faced and just like a total what the hell moment is going on right now. So I have this revelation. I get on the train. I'm sitting there like holding my head in my hands thinking like, holy shit, I gotta address this. I have to figure this out. I walk home thinking about this all day, thinking about this fear of like, am I good enough? And I'm thinking, okay, let me pinpoint exactly what this is. And again, the fear of being seen kept coming up. And I felt really scared about what that meant because I don't know if I've ever shared this on this podcast, but I might as well right now because it feels very relevant. I have no desire for myself personally to gain a following. I have no desire to become an influencer. I have no desire to make my personal life the center focus of my business. My business is about my clients. My business is about my community. And while, you know, my podcast and my articles are pretty much the only space where I share this side of myself. And that gives a very important facet to my business because it gives you guys a face to the name. It gives you guys my backstory. It gives you guys the understanding of where my authority to speak on these topics come from, right? And that is very important. But I myself, when it comes to Instagram, TikTok, anything, I have no desire to have that following. So when I launched the community, I knew that I needed to make a shift somehow in that direction. Because if I wanted the community to be a success in this day and age, that translates to a social media following. It does. It just simply does. And I thought to myself, okay, well, I have to be the face of the community. I can't just hire someone to do that. I can't be anyone else because I'm the one leading the sessions. I'm the one connecting the brand partners. I'm the one doing everything for it. So that fear of being seen kept coming up of like, okay, it's not a fear of being seen personally because I'm keeping my personal life personal. Like it's not, the community isn't about me. It's about you. So how could I show up in the community and translate that authority the way I do in the podcast and the way I do in the articles and the way I do with my clients, my one-on-one clients, without making it about me? Like I'm not going to sit in front of my phone and record a reel about my personal life or, you know, like something more personal, like a get ready with me or anything like that. Like the community social media needed to be about what the programming is about our members, about our brand partners, about like the growth that we provide, the community support, the like-mindedness and the feeling of support that we provide. That's what I knew it needed to be about. So fast forward, I start having these revelations, you know, puzzle pieces are, you know, connecting and things are making more sense as to why I was facing so much anxiety. And as those pieces are coming together, I lead up to another coaching session. So I've been working with a money mindset coach just on helping elevate, you know, reaching past my glass ceiling of where I feel like my limit is on the income that I can make. And it's already been so beneficial. I've signed many new clients in this time. The community's grown a lot in this time. So already feeling great. And I'm leading up to this session and we start talking about all these revelations that I've been having and just kind of where my mindset was in general. And even though this is supposed to be about a money mindset, like obviously everyone understands self-worth, money, fear of being seen, fear of success, fear of failure, like all of those things tie in together. Self-worth, all of it. Like one correlates to the other, correlates to the other, correlates to the other. They're never separate entities. And whenever you have a fear about abundance, it comes from a fear of self-worth or a fear of something else or a fear of something else. Like everything is so interrelated and intertwined in our mind that what's so beautiful about using something like EFT, EMDR, or any sort of therapy method is that when you're healing one, you're helping heal the other, right? You're obviously focusing more on a drive of abundance, success, joy, peace, love, whatever it is, fill in the blank. But when you're healing that part of yourself, you're also healing other things like your self-worth, your value, you know, whatever it is that needs that healing. So we're having this conversation. I'm sharing all of these recent revelations with her and how like utterly shocked they, how they put me into such an utter state of shock. And she also brought up the fear of being seen. And once again, I had this nagging feeling that something is not sitting right because I myself personally am not the one who wants to be seen. The community is what I want to be seen. So why do I have a fear of the community being seen? So we go through the coaching session. We're doing all this stuff. We're practicing and installing new affirmations and new beliefs and rewriting and reprogramming our minds. And then the coaching session ends and I go about my day. So then the next day, here's profound moment number two. The next day I'm sitting down to do some self-tapping on my own. and I'm journaling about why I'm having this fear of being seen, because everyone kept telling me, myself included, like, this is the fear that's coming up. This is the fear that you need to heal. So I'm sitting there, I'm journaling about the fear, and I journaled a couple of different scenarios in which that felt very scary to me. The lack of success of the community, the lack of growth, the lack of social media following, like the lack of things, the lack of was the clear. And so I'm contemplating these journals that I just wrote down, like a couple of different entries about the fears, what emotional triggers they're bringing on, et cetera, like doing all of the EFT things. And I'm sitting, this still feels so profound to me. And this is like a week later, because the revelation that I had, I think, has triggered so many amazing things that have happened just this last week. So I'm sitting there looking at the journal and I realize I don't have a fear of being seen. I have a fear of not being seen. I have a fear of the community not being seen. It's not about me. It's about the community. I had a fear of, what if this doesn't grow? What if I don't get the followers? What if I don't get the community growth? What if I don't get the brand partners? What if it doesn't grow? What if people don't see this amazing, invaluable resource that I am providing them? I cannot tell you what happened to me in that moment. I got like a full body, picture the subway on like 10X mode. The moment I realized this, I was like dumbfounded. Like the world around me faded away. I was sitting on my couch and I'm sitting there like, holy freaking shit. This is the problem. I am scared that this amazing thing I'd created, all of the internal work I did for it, is not going to be seen because I'm not putting in the outward effort, which brings us back to the podcast topic of, okay, I need to stop putting in so much internal effort because it's already this perfect, big, beautiful thing. And it's time for me to face the external reality of it. It's time for me to stop having this fear of it not being seen and start showing up. I needed to show up more in the ways of social media, in the ways of networking, in the ways of marketing, because that's how it's going to be seen. It's not about me being seen. It's about the community being seen. I know I'm talking so fast. Holy crap. I just had to, like, again, still talking about this. I'm like, I'm so happy I came to this realization and was able to see that this fear of not being seen, like, I can't tell you how many times a day I've been wrapping my brain around this. Like, what does that mean for me? The fear of this not being seen. Like, it's just, I truly feel like this is groundbreaking. And so I need to, I don't know, do something about this, because I need to host an EFT session about the fear of not being seen, because this has had, like, the moment since I've had that realization has had, and subsequently done tapping on it, has had such a domino effect in my life in the last week. So many amazing things have happened in the last week that have shown up about me being seen, about my business being seen, about the community being seen. So yesterday, we hosted our first free session in the community, which went so utterly fantastic. We will definitely be doing it again. It went so, so beautifully. And very, very interestingly, even though it went so well, and even though I've done so much tapping around this, and I knew this was bound to happen, right? Because this is something I just launched, like, it's going to happen eventually. But the recording of the breakthrough session that happened yesterday didn't go through. It didn't record. So one of the best sessions we've had to date so far, which, you know, there's only been like 8, but the one where the most people showed up, the most like exciting, visceral reaction I had to it, it wasn't recorded. So now the fear of not being seen is like, it's showing up in the way of, if people join the community, they can't go back and watch it. Like, that was a one and done. It's in the universe and there's no way to like watch it again, right? So I just started laughing last night when I realized that the recording didn't go through, because I knew it was my subconscious mind blocking me from sharing that amazing moment of success in the community because they still have this fear of not being seen. So I was just chuckling to myself thinking like, holy crap, the universe is signaling to me like you have to keep dealing with this. You have to keep chugging forward and you have to keep working on the external effort. Like I've done way more than enough for the internal effort of the community to be successful. And now as far as internal effort, it's just about sustaining what needs to be done. So obviously programming each month, interacting in the community every day, interacting with members, like all of those things have to happen for me to have the community keep going, right? That makes sense. But then there's nothing else beyond that that I need to do. There's no more prepping. There's no more redesigning. There's no more, you know, necessarily creating except the programming. It's just about sustaining. And now the effort needs to be charged into the external environment, into showing up in marketing, into showing up on social media, into showing up on all of the ways that feel really challenging, but all of the ways that will bring success in the community being seen. So I want to share some of the things that I'm doing to help eradicate this fear of not being seen. Because obviously, I think when you think about this fear of not being seen, your mind immediately goes to, okay, well, how can I be seen? And I think they do go hand in hand. Like they're obviously, if I have a fear of not being seen, but I'm not showing up on social media, then I also obviously have a fear of being seen. So this simultaneous kind of like, think of two opposing sides of a magnet that like resist each other. You can't stick them together. That's what I've been feeling lately. My personal fear of being seen and my external community fear of not being seen. And how can I marry those two so I can flip the magnets and let them connect, right? Where, of course, I understand I have to be the face of the community, but it doesn't need to be about my personal life. Why should it be? It's not about me. It's about the community. So the ways that I'm going to start showing up to this differently, and I'm smiling about this now because, again, like I said, it was going to be one of those podcasts where I was going to have so many like freaking fantastic revelations, and that's what's happening. So for me to be okay with being seen and for me to show up so that the community is seen, one, I obviously need to work on the internal. So this is more internal effort that needs to be done, which is healing the mindset, healing the fears. Like this is about doing EFT. This is about rewiring my mind and my brain and telling myself and assuring my subconscious that it is safe to be seen. It's safe for the community to be seen. It's safe for the community to grow so that I can have the success that I desire. I need to yield those results in order to have that ROI that is significant to the amount of internal work I've already done. Like as of right now, I'm in no way breaking even, right? I've put in hundreds and hundreds of man hours into this community, and it'll take a long time for that investment to pay off because it's something that I was committed to building out so perfectly. And I did. I built it out so freaking perfect. So the internal effort needs to be translated more to what I need to do personally. The community itself is sustaining. I've got the programming down. I've got the schedule down. I've got like the internal organization process down for me to make sure programming's ready, graphics are ready, community interaction is going, like all of those things. The internal effort actually needs to be about me. And then the external effort needs to be the showing up. It needs to be the fear of not being seen and showing up on social media, in marketing, on podcasts, on XYZ, fill in the blank, whatever it is. So this is something that I definitely need to keep you guys updated on. I feel like this is one of the most fantastic podcasts I've recorded because I absolutely know that every single one of you are listening to this knowing that there's a way you can relate to this. Like there is a way in your life you have had a fear of not being seen. And this can translate to something so big or so small in your life. We all know that feeling of working so hard on something, of appreciating something, of nurturing something so deeply, and then having this fear of like, okay, what if I put it out there and no one responds to it? What if I put it out there and no one likes it? What if I put it out there and nothing happens? What if I do all this work and it yields no results and it yields no success or financial abundance or whatever it is? We all have that fear. And I think this idea of the fear of not being seen is so deeply connected to, of course, our self-worth and how we value ourselves, because I know the work that I've put in. I know how deeply and wildly amazing this community is. But it's my job to also let you guys know that. It's my job to post that on social media and say, like, this is the resource you've been looking for. I know it because it's freaking amazing and fantastic. So I'm going to keep you guys updated on this. I feel so empowered to know that I came to this realization. I feel so empowered in realizing where my issues, where my subconscious blocks are, so that I can heal them and translate that to the external success that I desire. So that when I do start to grow, I don't have that fear of being seen coming up. So that when I do start to grow and I do start to see that ROI, I don't have a fear of success. I don't want to feel like that moment where things just shift and I'm like, damn, the community is growing. I don't want that to trigger some sort of deep-seated subconscious block that's like, no, this is getting too good. It's time to back off and then do some self-sabotaging, right? So there are so many steps that unfold around these fears and these subconscious blocks that we have. And the best part of healing those is what I'm doing right now, which is fully acknowledging their presence in your life. Like, the more you deny a fear, the more you deny a block, the less able you're going to be to heal it and the less likely you're going to gain that success that you desire because those blocks are in your way. So, like I said, I'll keep you guys updated. I am so freaking pumped about this podcast. I can't wait for it to come out. I'm so excited. It was so, so great. And on that note, let me make sure I'm not having a fear of being seen and remind you, like this whole podcast was a reminder, about the community. So right now we're in kind of like, we're reaching the middle of March and we're halfway through March programming. Everything's been so fantastic. I want to assure you guys that we will have free sessions in the future. If you're interested in dipping your toe in, learning more before committing, totally fine. But I also want to remind you that there is a free tier of the community now. So we launched Tier 0, which is the expansion tier, and you gain access to the community and the community member and network. So at the very least, go in, create a profile, and just start interacting with people and see where it leads. Maybe you'll meet the person that will open that one door for you that you really wanted to, or maybe that one person will have an industry connection or whatever it is that you're looking for. At the very least, go create the profile and meet new people. And if the wind so calls you to do so, then you can move up in tiers and start attending programming. So that's what I've got for you guys today. I'm so, so excited about this podcast. I feel so charged for the rest of the day. It's only like 10 a.m., so I'm super pumped to go about my work and show up on social media today. So that's what I've got for you guys today. Let me know your thoughts on this. And I can't wait to continue on this conversation and keep you guys updated. You know the spiel. I love you all so, so dearly. And I will see all of you beautiful souls next week.